All right, bless your hearts. Well, blessed to be back. This is a different setting than what I'm used to. But, I mean, just looking around at beauty that God has created, there's nothing like it. I mean, I look out here and I see the bay. It's just magnificent. Well, this morning I want to share some things with you that kind of came to me a few days ago, even before I knew I was going to share. But that's God's work, isn't it? There's a phrase out there that people use from time to time to convey the fact that certain details are of the most problematic aspect of a given situation. And this phrase does not have the most positive of connotations to it, but it's a phrase that I think we should take out of our repertoire when needed. And the phrase goes like this: the devil is in the details. Perhaps we should replace that with God is in the details. That's the title of my sharing. God is in the details. Have you ever been in a situation where you thought that you had gotten your most basic needs met, but found out that much more was added to the outcome? How about the fact that perhaps God happened to add some extra bonuses to the request or the need that you had inquired about? Now, the original phrase, the devil is in the details, literally means that the details of that situation at hand are of the most problematic aspect. But changing that around to God is in the details would then mean that the details of that situation are of the most beneficial. And this should be our mentality as born-again ones. Because we are victors. We're not victims. Oh, poor me. It's always so easy to focus on the negative, especially when we are praying about something. This and that. So you can take your Bibles and go to Ephesians 3:20 if you'd like. Or you could just pull it out from your memory banks. Because we all know this one. And feel free to say it with me if you like. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. God is able. He's able. You know, it's just like that those but God moments that the Barnhearts were sharing about a few months ago. But God, and God is able. And we've all had those but God moments, right? And those but God moments are exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. You know, when God saved our butts, when things could have gone south, or the situation could have turned into another situation that could have been a lot different. But here we are today. And we've all had those moments. I do want to share something that happened a little bit over a year ago that I am now just realizing over a year later was a huge but God moment. And many of you know this, but I was involved in a 3-car accident. It happened so fast. I was driving one Saturday afternoon on the 805 north, and I was about to exit to get onto the 8 west. And if you can picture that in your head, for those of you that know, you know, where that's at, it's kind of a downhill slope, and then you get to that other lane to exit to the 8 West. But anyways, I was driving, I was about to get into that exit lane, when the vehicle in front of me all of a sudden slammed on his brakes. I had to do the obvious. I had to slam on my brakes to avoid a collision. Well, that part worked. And all of a sudden, from behind, I get rear-ended. And I quickly look to my left to kind of make sure there was nobody else. You know, it happened so fast. And I look to my left, and I notice a Nissan Cube was tumbling across the freeway, the opposite side of the freeway. Number one, that car could have tumbled straight toward us. My brother and I, we were both in the car. But it didn't. a huge but God moment. And that's the only reason I'm standing here today. A detail that I only realized nearly a year later. So we pulled over, we get out of the car, highway patrol shows up, they come in, they take our statements, get our information. The cube that was tumbling across the freeway landed on its four wheels, and the young lady walked out without a scratch. Amen? Yeah. Also, no sooner the car was dropped off at the tow yard, our car that is, I looked at the damage. I noticed that the damage missed the gas tank by an inch. Now, they do make cars usually nowadays with protection, with some kind of barrier protection, but that could have gone a different direction. I realized that that was God. God was in the details in that situation. And you know, I'm sure many of you have testimonies like this, that where sometime after the situation, you may have realized it could have gone south if it wasn't for that little thing that did it go a different direction. Or maybe you realized that there was a small detail that only God could have made possible. And if it didn't happen that way, it could have cost somebody's life. And even in the more positive things, like I mentioned, I can see the bay out here. And even if you go maybe a football field or two away, it turns into the vast ocean. I mean, just the details that God has placed for us to enjoy. It's just magnificent how God created life and how He has created the born-again life. Let's see here. Let's go to Hebrews 11:1. I'm going to take a look at that verse real quick. Good stuff. And Hebrews 11:1 says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well, there you have it. And believing is a big part of all of this, right? Believing has to do with things that potentially might be in the realm of the impossible. And you know what? We live our lives on a day-to-day basis, and we don't live in fear of anything that could possibly go wrong. But out of the fact that we believe that God is always on our side, He's in the details. He's always got our backs. Even in things that we don't see, like it says in that verse. And quite often, that's usually the case. We believe that God has our backs, but don't know what He has our back for. Things that we cannot detect in the five senses realm. Details. And to every one of us, God is able to give us a clear picture of what we can expect to come into fruition. That's God's work, even when we don't even see it. And being a born-again one is all about believing and then seeing, right? Not seeing, then believing. Because if you saw something come into fruition and then started to believe it, well, did you really believe it in the first place? And we all know that without faith, it's impossible to please Him. You know, we are programmed to only believe that which we can see. Well, I'll believe it when I see it. Oh, I see it, so I believe it. Not the way the born-again life works. You believe it, and then you see it. So I think it's reasonable to assume that it kind of takes a little bit of mind renewing from time to time to realize how all this works together so that we can have an expectation of the impossible. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. God is in the details, and that's the truth. That is the bona fide truth of the Scriptures. Amen? All right. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank You for Your hand over our lives in every aspect, even the things that we don't even see, Father, because without You, things probably would have turned south. I'm sure we can all agree on that. But here we are today. We still stand firm on what we've been taught And we stand firm for you and your matchless word, Father. So thank you for these things. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.